Evening, folks. I was just going to say it's Sam here, but I don't know why I say that, because you all know who it is by now. If I sound a bit, it's because there's nothing wrong. It's just because I'm tired. We didn't sleep the best last night. We were, yeah, it was fine. We were listening to some of my old booze, actually.
It was nice, actually.
It was, but of course, time sort of ran away with us, and it was heading towards 5 o'clock, and we'd had numerous cups of tea and chocolate and things. So, we didn't get much sleep, and then we were up at a reasonable time this morning, weren't we?
Yeah.
And today's been rather manic. We've been cleaning. Oh, do excuse me, cleaning bird cages. Oh God, I'm sorry. Cleaning cages and moving birds around, and oh God. So basically, it's been quite. I suppose it wasn't really that stressful in the grand scheme of things, but when everything was happening, bless them, Kate's parents came over, and they were brilliant, moving cages around, and they did bloody 3 trips to Kate's and back to mine, with different cages and birds and
us.
Goodness knows what else. But at the time, I think when it's all going on, it's like, oh no, I can't cope. Oh God. And you're trying to think of 2 things at once, and then someone asks you something else, and then someone else mentions something else, and you just sort of think, oh God.
Yes.
I said to Kate earlier, I said, oh, stop the world, I want to get off. She said, yeah, I know that feeling. Anyway, I'm not going to be too negative on here today, after yesterday. Frankie is safely at Kate's. The canary isn't. I'm keeping hold of him for a few days because he seems unusually quiet to me, and I would hate. Kate said, oh God, I hope he doesn't die on me. And I said, well, look. I said, I'll keep hold of him for a couple of days and see what happens.
I'd never forgive myself.
Well, no. And he's sort of not singing, and he's not his usual perky self. So I'm just gonna keep an eye and see how he gets on. So Frankie is here. She's quiet at the moment. She has been eating. She's in her cage. And Cookie's been moved upstairs. That's Kate's Quaker, for those that don't know. You might be able to hear him in the background. Kendra, Kate's grey, other grey, is grinding her beak at the moment.
Yeah, she seems all right.
Yeah, she does.
And she's been out as well.
She's been out and broke my watch strap again. Not that she broke it last time. Rubin broke it last time. And now she's broken it in the same place, so I'm going to have to get it replaced rather than repaired. Never mind. But yeah, after a long and hectic day, we've just enjoyed a big plate full of tuna pasta bake, which was lovely.
It was really nice. It was, oh my gosh, it was wonderful.
And a really nice cup of coffee. Kate's got an espresso machine and she makes coffee, but in a big mug, so you know, a big mug of really strong coffee. God, it's good. Oh, so we just had a cup of that. The weather is absolutely vile again. It's windy, it's raining, and it's just horrible. I do also, while I'm here, I won't stay on for much longer, but I would also like to thank those of you who either commented or sent me DMs. There are too many of you to reply to individually. I'd be here all night. So I just want to thank everybody for their support. I really did appreciate it. Some of you sort of said, oh, why don't you contact the landlord? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Which I really appreciated, and I took it all on board. But at the end of the day, I thought, well, actually, I don't know, maybe 5 birds was a bit much. So I've done what I've done for the time being, and you know, we're gonna see how it goes, and hopefully Frankie'll settle in. And because, to be perfectly honest, I haven't got the I'm not in the mood for fighting, and I know that you might sort of think, well, you know, you should be fighting for your birds, but
You've got to have somewhere to live as well.
At least my birds haven't gone to someone I don't know, I suppose.
Yeah.
If it was a case where I didn't have anyone to take them, then I probably would have fought. And I would have said, well, I'm really sorry. I don't know what to do about this because I can't find anyone to... I can't find anywhere to take them. But, you know, I'll see Frankie if, you know... Usually a couple of days a week, to be honest.
Yeah.
So... it's done now anyway, and I just want to thank those of you who've commented or DM'd.
And we've both got the same amount of greys and quakers.
Yeah,
now,
we've both got two greys and a quaker now, which is quite cool, actually.
It is quite nice.
I would like to apologise to those of you who have rung or FaceTimed me. I'm not deliberately ignoring you, honest. It's just... I've had so much to sort of think about, and... You get to the point, and even though you know people are trying to help, it gets to the point and you think, I can't keep discussing it because it's so upsetting.
Yeah.
I don't want to go over it and over it and over it and over it. And then when somebody brings it up again, I'll just be starting to sort of think, right, okay, this is what's going to happen. And then someone else will say, you should do this. And I start thinking, oh, no. And it upsets me all over again.
Well, it's like I said earlier, your birds are important, but actually so are you. And if it were the point where you could potentially, you know, get thrown out of your house, whatever, that's important. You're important as well.
So I'm not deliberately ignoring you. It's just I don't really want to keep talking about it at the moment. So I thought I'd send this boo publicly and just say, I appreciate your support. I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate your comments and your messages and your phone calls. And I will speak to you about it at some point, but I don't want to keep going over it now. So I'm going to send this boo. And I'm going to send more positive ones over the next few days. Because we've got some nice things coming up. I've got we're seeing Kate's friend in Hereford tomorrow. Who, bless her, has broken her leg in four places.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've got it bad. She can't even pick her son up.
Yeah, oh, God.
Which is really awful. I can't imagine that. It must be... Oh, God.
And she's got a partner working at night and children to put to bed. And
yeah, oh, dear. It's just... It's not good. I mean, her partner's got this week off.
Yeah.
But from Monday, goodness knows what the poor bugger's going to do. I really don't know.
Terrible.
So we're going to see her tomorrow, so that'll be nice. We might get very wet walking to the bus stop, but there we are. And then on Sunday, I'll talk a bit more about this on Sunday, but we're actually going to a Buddhist meeting. It's it's the New Year kickoff. I think it's usually quite a big meeting, isn't it, this one?
Yeah, it is. Usually everyone tries to get to this one.
So, and it's quite local to us, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So that's sort of an all-day thing, and we're playing penny whistles and all sorts of things. So there's some nice stuff coming up.
And Saturday we're having a roast.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Saturday we're going to chill out and do a roast and bake a cake to take to Buddha and whatever. So that'll be good. like I say, thanks once again, folks. I really do appreciate it. I will send this... And we will speak to the all soon.
Speak soon, guys.
Bye.
Bye.